One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
It's all about the macro productions.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Look, well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
Hi, I'm Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Mumbai Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have
a
I
have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault.
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rumble, Band.video, Vigilante.tv, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you so much. We appreciate your support. We know that you've got millions of other options out there of podcasts to listen to. So thanks for checking us out. If you haven't rated the show already, please go ahead and do that. It'll take you 2 seconds. If you think we've earned 5 stars, give it to us. We appreciate it. If you want to connect with me, macroaggressions.io is the website to do that. Hopefully you're getting your news over at activistpost.com and your health news at naturalblaze.com as well. Big thanks to our sponsors who make this show happen. Get yourself prepared. You want to have some storable food. You don't know what's going to come our way. The folks at My Patriot Supply are back. They've got a landing page that they built just for us. It's preparewithmacroaggressions.com. You can check that out and find out all the information that they've got on the storable food. You can get a month's supply, a 3-month supply. You can get a whole year if you want. If you really want to set yourself up, go check that out. There's discounts all the time. You buy in bulk, you'll save money. If you've already taken care of yourself, if you've got a couple buckets of storable food, good for you. You're well ahead of most people. And if there's somebody in your life, family member, maybe they're out of state, you're concerned, you want to make sure that they're set up, you can always have it sent to them as well. Give them a couple buckets. Don't freak them out, right? Just tell them, oh, this is in case, earthquakes or hurricanes or whatever. I'd keep out the economic collapse component out of it just to not freak them out. But it's always good to have it. Better to be a year early than a day late when it comes to having storable food. So if you are interested, just check out the website. There's a link down in the show notes. You can go to preparewithmacroaggressions.com and you can get yourself sorted out in about 10 minutes. And then you will feel like you've got yourself prepared for what may or may not be coming our way. Hopefully nothing, but at least you'll have it. And hey, worst case scenario, you've got storable food that'll last you for the next quarter of a century. So you're good, and you can always trade it to somebody. And also to our folks at Legal Shield, who have been doing this for, I don't know, a little over 25 years in the United States, and can't, no, I take that back, 50 years. They started in the early 70s. United States and Canada, get you an attorney in your area for a very reasonable price, $30 a month, dollar a day. That's all it costs. You'll get an app on your phone, and you pull that up, and you just, it says, what do you want to do? And you said, I need documents. What do you need? A little drop-down menu. I need a last will and testament, a medical directive, a financial power of attorney. Boom, boom, boom. Click that. Submit. And you will get a phone call from an attorney in your area in the next day. In 24 hours, they'll call you. I've used them a couple times. It's really great. It's fantastic. It's nice to have an attorney on call. You know what I mean? Especially one that doesn't cost you much. So if you don't have these documents, you got to have them. You need them. Do not delay on this. You can't go looking for your medical directive once you're in the hospital. You got to get that stuff squared away. Get it done. Put it in your safe and then forget about it. Go to the website that they built specifically for us, don'tgetpushedaround.com, and check it out for yourself. Just see what you think. If you want the identity shield, they've got that as an option. If you are somebody who carries a gun, there's documentation for that as well. If you run a small business, you know, big enough to have a decent-sized business but not big enough to have your own legal department, well, you can add on the small business plan as well. So there's a lot going on. I advise you just go over there and read up about it. Check it out for yourself. See what you think. Go to don'tgetpushedaround.com to get yourself started. Well, he's back, everybody. Tim James. Tim James from Chemical Free Body. I think you hold the record for the most appearances on Macroaggressions, but that's because every time you come on, we get smarter. We steal a little bit of your information, and we go out into the world, and then we know more and more about nutrition and health and all these practical things. It's good to see you again, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good, Charlie. I'm really glad to be back, and just want to say hello to the listeners. And my goal today is to give you some inspiration and some practical things that you can take action on and improve your health, improve your life, reduce stress in your life, learn how to become your own doctor, learn how to self-heal like I have. I went from a scared dude pooping blood and getting organs removed and being life-flighted for emergency surgeries to at age 37, and now I'll be 52 here in about a month or two, and I feel amazing. I feel amazing. Wednesday I do sprints down the county road, sprint for 30 seconds, full tilt, then I rest for 90, and then I sprint for 30. I just keep doing those, and dude, I'm not pulling hamstrings. You know, I go up to the college, and I do some summer's coming, so I'm going to be up there doing some barefoot sprinting. And every year, the college football players or the soccer guys would be like, hey, man, what are you training for? And I'm like, training for life, bro.
Life, baby.
And they're like, dope, man, that's cool, you know, and they think it's so cool. This old guy's up there and running sprints full tilt, you know, yeah. So anything's possible because I was an athlete for 30 years playing baseball at a high level, and then standard American diet and processed food literally destroyed my health, yeah. And I couldn't even run around a track one loop without, you know, huffing and puffing. I'd have been done, and reclaiming that health. So I guess one of the big takeaways today is that I don't care if anybody's telling you, hey, you're just getting older and that's the way it is. You know, in a loving way, those people should be slapped and backhanded. Yep. Stay out, you know, and just like, that is not how the cells and how the body regenerates itself. It's like the cells have the ability to regenerate themselves perfectly. It all depends on the environment that we set up, getting the chemicals and the toxins out of the cells, putting in nutrition into the cells, and learning how to respond differently to stressors, and then just removing things from our life that are not serving us, that are causing the problems in the first place, and creating a new environment for our body and our mind and our souls to thrive in. So just very excited to be here, and what would you like to talk about, my friend?
Let's first talk about an Acapulco. Did you have fun in Mexico?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It was pretty cool. It was cool. A little shout out to all the people that went down there and all of those that watched virtually. It was pretty cool. I met a lot of cool people. People are telling me they love the event. They love being there. They learned so much. I liked it because I could go to the beach every day, order some food at the restaurant that was on the beach, and then go out and swim, and then see my food coming in, go eat my food. And then when that was done, I was ordering dessert, which is basically fried plantains. This is me going crazy on the food, you know, like, ooh, had some fried plantains, and then order that, go back out on the beach, and then I see him bring the plantains, come back, eat that, and then go back to the beach. And it was lots of coconuts and sunshine and really nice people, a good group. I liked all the presenters, the people down there. I would say probably, you know, 95% of them were pretty darn awesome. You know, there's always a few, you know, people that are off a little bit, but that's just the way it is. But yeah, just a good group of people. We learned a lot. And I actually developed a class while I was down there because something that I realized, and we don't have to get into this today, I mean, if you want to, but I noticed that there was a lot of good-hearted people in positions of influence, specifically that were on stage speaking, that would deliver information and a message that was true and accurate, and it was good information to have, and they'd done their homework, and it was right, and it was a good thing to do. But the way it was presented instilled a tremendous amount of fear inside of people.
Mm.
And so when they asked me, said, do you want to teach a breakout class? I was like, eh. And then finally I was like, yeah, I actually want to, because people would come to my booth afterwards like, oh my God, and they were all freaked out. And I'm like, well, that's not good for your nervous system. Yeah. Like, you're going to be creating a lot of cortisol and adrenaline, and you're not running or fighting anything right now, so that's going to turn into a toxic soup. So I said, yeah, I want to teach a class. I'm going to call it the Fear Detox. And they were like, okay, well, write that up and write the subtitle and write out some points. And so I, like, in 5 minutes on my phone, I just texted it to the guy. And then I went over, like, I don't know, a couple hours later and taught the class. Because it's stuff, the points and stuff that I've been teaching people in my own coaching practice on one-on-one coaching and in group settings. And I just realized I'd, like, just put it into a little class. Went and taught the class. People loved it. And because the reality is that if you watch the fake news, right? And it's fear, fear, fear. And they're trying to hijack your prefrontal cortex, get you to stop doing critical thinking, make all your decisions based on fear and emotion. What they're doing is they're hijacking your direct connection with your creator, because that direct connection is just unconditional love. And fear is the opposite of love. It's not hate. Hate is a chosen state. But fear is the opposite of love. So it's like love is the sunshine that's always shining. And then fear comes in, it's like clouds, and it blocks it. But the sun's still there. Even though you can't see it, right, it's still there shining. And so what I wanted to do is, like, start helping people, and especially your listeners that are listening, to when you feel fear coming up, to create some space and go, whoa, wait a minute. Even if it's coming from somebody you know, like, and trust, it could even become from you, Charlie. You might be sharing some information because you want to help people. But that could be transitioning into fear inside of somebody, which is going to hurt their health, and it's not going to move them forward, and they're not going to be able to make the right decisions. So anytime you're listening to anybody, if you feel fear creeping in, recognize it. Don't dismiss it, but just recognize it for what it is. Create some space and be the neutral observer and say, okay, like, all right, I just learned, maybe you just learned that, I don't know, that the government's spraying chemtrails and they're putting nanosized aluminum particles, okay? And you learn from Dr. Richard Blaylock's work that those nanosized aluminum particles are going up your nose into your through your olfactory nerve into your brain and leading to memory loss, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And you watched Frankenskies, okay, the documentary, and you're like, oh crap, like, this sucks. Ah, I don't want to get Alzheimer's and dementia like my grandpa. That's what I did, and I was pissed. I called Dr. Treadway up because I was in fear mode when I first heard about this years ago. And I said, dude, what do we got to do? And I said, we got to save people. And he's like, don't worry, I've already got a product. It's actually two products. We now call it Toxin Detox, and it cleans it up. It was originally developed for the military to pull the depleted uranium out, and it works on heavy metals and radiation. And so we launched that product. Now, knowing what I know now, instead of going into fear mode, I would have called Scott up and said, hey, man, guess what? I just found out that they're spraying these chemtrail things and there's nanosized aluminum particles. What are we going to do? I could have still solved the same problem, but there was no reason for me to create this fight or flight response in my nervous system. Yeah. Right? So any time that you go into a fear state, pause and take a look at it and then just examine it and say, okay, what can I do to respond to this? And get excited about it. It's like, oh, well, at least now I know something, therefore, too, before I didn't know. And now I can take some measures to counterbalance this. Maybe I'll get an air purification system. Maybe I'll take toxin detox formula. Maybe I'll buy a foot detox bath and get one of the good ones. I'll send an email to support at Chemical Free Body and ask Tim which are the best ones. Like, I've done a homework on all this stuff. Maybe I'll get a far infrared sauna. Again, which one do I get? Send an email to us, support, and I'll help you. You know, and now you've set up your thing, and now you got that part handled. Now you don't got to worry about the things.
Yep.
But why get stressed out in the meantime? In the meantime. So anyway, that's something I think is very important for everybody moving forward in life. No matter what you're doing, recognize fear and understand that it is there to serve you, but it won't, depending on how you want to look at it. Right. Yeah.
When my mom got sick and I was talking to Christian Yordanov about that, he sent me these ointments and it was to reduce cortisol. He said, you know, you've got to get rid of this for your mom, help her. She's going to be scared. But when you're scared, your body creates some real toxins for you and to diminish that as much as you can to help out. And it wasn't just limited to that. He's now sent it to me as well. So now I have that. That was something that was not even on my radar just a few years ago, had no clue, didn't understand it, never even really heard about it. And so this is a process of educating ourselves a little bit more each time. It's the reason why you keep coming back on. It's because there's no finish line for this knowledge. You know, there's always more to learn. There's something else that we can learn. One of the things that I saw when I was in Mexico with you, besides you jamming with Max Egan late at night, which was fun to watch.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fantastic. But one of the things that I saw when we were at the event was that you guys were making up big batches of Green 85 and handing it out in cups, and people come by, they'd have a cup. And of course, I'm been on it for 5 years straight. So I didn't bring any with me. So I was really glad that you had some so I could get my fix. And so I would go down there and have a cup in the morning. And, you know, you hear like, oh, Mexico, be careful of the water and all that stuff. And yeah, of course you should. You don't want to get bad water. But I was like, are you guys using a different batch? Like, yours tastes different than mine. And you're like, well, as a matter of fact, we're not using a different batch. We're just using different water. We've got a new device that we're running our water systems through. And that's probably what you're tasting. And you showed me, I guess it was the prototype, or I guess it's a working prototype.
Oh, it was just the one. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's a working unit. It was just one that it wasn't completely finished, that because I actually forgot mine, and luckily Nick brought his garden unit, so we were able to. Which it works. It's the same technology. It's just shaped a little different.
Yeah. The Water Hero. Now it's now out. Is that correct?
Yeah, it is, and it is in limited supply because we're ramping up again. So I found the inventor, Joseph Johnson, and it was kind of funny because, like, I'm always trying to improve, right? And as soon as I find something that's better, I literally pivot on a dime and I go that way 100%. And then 2 years later, if somebody shows me something that's legitimately better, I'm going to pivot again. I'm constantly in a constant state of never-ending improvement over here for my own life, because I'm trying to get healthier every year, create a better environment for my body and my team and my clients. And then when I find something awesome, then I'm going to share it with everybody, yeah. Right? And then let everybody that wants to benefit from it try it out and see if it works for them. That's kind of my shtick. That's how I do things.
Well, that water tasted different. That water tasted better. So let's talk a little bit about this Water Hero device, because I don't know what you did, but you did something. Can we talk about the mechanics of this
thing? I
didn't
do anything. Joseph invented it. I just found the guy. So a couple years ago, I'm like, I just got a download, and I'm like, quantum water, Tim. You need quantum water. And that's the message I heard. And I'm just like, what the hell is that? I don't even know. I'm not a physicist. And so I just started, you know, I'm like you. I'm talking to lots of people, networking, getting on lots of podcasts, talking to lots of doctors, people of influence. And everywhere I go, I'm like, hey, I'm looking for quantum water. You know what that is? And nope, nope, nope. Oh, yeah. And then nope, 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 nope. Yeah. And then so and this guy Joseph comes to me. And he shows me this stuff, and I don't really understand it. It's, like, way over my head. I'm like, look, dude, this stuff is awesome, but I'm going to need some time around it, and I need to experience it for myself and before I'm going to tell anybody about it. You know, no offense. I know it's part of your life's work, but it's the way it is. Like, I don't trust anybody anymore. You got to earn my trust. Once you've earned it, then you're pretty much golden unless you mess up. And so I did my homework, my due diligence, got very excited about it. And then right then, his daughter got sick, and so did my mom. My mom had gotten cancer, like your mom. And then I ended up doing the hospice care for a year and a half, and I really didn't work much. At the same time, Joseph was in the hospital pretty much every day with his child. She ended up dying at about 24 months old, heart issues. And when he gets money, he wants to go sue the hospital for malpractice. I won't even say what it is, but it's a big hospital that everybody knows about. And then my mom, you know, then she died. So after his daughter and my mom passed away about the same time. And, after a few months, it was just like, okay, well, it's time to get our life back. And then we reconnected. I'm like, dude, are we going to do this? Like, yeah, let's go. So he goes, I got another daughter. I got to make a living. So what happened was that he already had the ball rolling. He had some doctors and people, and we're sharing them and doing stuff with them, and some agricultural people. He was putting them on people's crops and fields, and they were doubling, tripling their crops. It was getting rid of blight in like a lemon orchard, like down in California. It was a major problem. The guy was thinking about just selling the land for housing development because he was struggling, but he really wanted to make the farm work. And by the way, that water was on that farm for... It was a 400-acre farm. The landowner, the farmer, only gave him 40 acres to work with in the beginning because he's scared too. He's like, what if it destroys my crop completely? He doesn't know what's going on. So Joseph cut into a 3-inch line, installed a water hero, a 3-inch unit, which is an industrial one, much bigger than the ones for the whole house units or the handheld or garden units, and just simply watered the trees with that water. Well, what ended up happening was a month and about a week later, it was time for the monthly plant tissue and sap analysis test that they do. The farmer does every month. It's just, they're doing it all the time. They're monitoring their crops. The nutrition came back higher, 100 to 150% increase. Copper, manganese, zinc, cobalt, nickel, all of it just exploded. But the aluminum went down 400%.
Really?
Something they weren't expecting in the tissue of the plant. So somehow this water was able to chelate out the toxic aluminum that's in the plant that we just talked about earlier. We're getting sprayed with, right? And the blight started healing. So the lemons across the little dirt road there, which are the same trees, it just has a road there, were yellow, ripe, and kind of had the blight on them. It's most of them, so they're small. The ones that was treated with the Water Hero technology were big and green and still growing. I mean, a lot bigger than the lemons that were ripening. And the blight was, I would say, probably 50 to 70% gone in a month and a week. Jeez. And this is extreme, I mean, amazing. So now the farmer's given him another 3 or 4 patches of the 40 acres because he's just slow walking it because he's still nervous. He goes, well, maybe it was something else. And then he's like, what else could I do to my orchard? And Joseph's like, to improve it. And he's like, you need to get birds in here, ducks and chickens. He's like, why ducks and chickens? He said, because they have very good eyes and they'll eat the bugs. And they'll knock the pest down. He's like, well, that won't work. We have foxes and coyotes and they'll get ate and raccoons and skunks. He goes, well, you don't understand how nature works. We're going to put a lot of ducks and a lot of chickens out here. And anytime a fox has to... you know, chase a chicken and burn 200 calories or just walk over and eat the egg and burn 3 calories, it's always going to just go eat the egg. So you might lose a few chickens and ducks, but it's going to keep a natural balance. He goes, that's what I'm here. I'm here to help you restore the natural microbiome balance in the soil, which is the digestive tract of the trees, and boost the tree's immune system, the gut health of the tree, which is the soil. It just happens to be outside of them, where our gut health is inside of us. Same microbes. It's just a different version. And he wants to restore the natural balance. So that's why I like Joseph so much, because this, what this water structuring device is doing is it's taking all the modern weird crap that we've done to our water and run it through pipes and the pollution, and it's literally restructuring it back to this 120-degree bond angle, which is actually hexagonal sacred geometry, because most of the water today in commercial uses and in cities and pipes and your bottled water is at 105.4-degree bond angle. So it'll change that back to 120, which would be like a natural spring water. But the difference is, and a lot of people don't know this, like all the water today, Charlie, is just polluted. It's polluted everywhere. Okay, you can go 1,500 miles into the interior, pristine lakes, and the little 2 and 2.5 inch fish have turned into hermaphrodites. They have both male and female organ systems. And this is 1,500 miles away from man. And why? It's because of the amount of microplastics that's gotten into the water ecosystem is affecting these fish 1,500 miles to the interior. Well, what do you think it's doing to your son and your grandson or your granddaughter, yourself? It's throwing off your hormonal system as well. And you'll see it. I mean, a couple years ago, I went down to the river swimming. I thought I saw, I think we talked about this before. I don't know if it was on this show or not, but I looked over and there was I thought I saw a young woman with her breasts out, maybe like 14 years old. And I was like, whoa. And then I took a double take and it was a young man had breasts. And I was like, holy crap, drinking out of plastic bottles, the microplastics, he's wearing, clothing that's not made of natural fibers. And when those are washed, those microplastics go out into the drain and get into the deal. So anyway, you go to spring water. Spring water can be naturally it's structured. It's proper structure. But the problem is it could have inorganic minerals that could cause hardening of the arteries, gallstones, and kidney stones. So if you're going to getting spring water for a long time and you're listening to this message for the first time, and you'd be like, oh my God, I had my gallbladder out. Oh my God, so did my son or my husband. It's like, yeah, you thought you were doing better to go get spring water, which logically makes sense. But if that spring had too many of inorganic minerals, you could have these other problems. It really could screw up your cardiovascular health with the hardening of the arteries. That's what's cool about the water here. When the water goes through, not only is it restructuring the water, but it starts restructuring the minerals and charging the water with energy. So these harder forms of calcium that create like the buildup and the scale buildup and hard water, like calcite and aragonites, they get restructured into vaterite, which is a very sought out form of calcium. It's a hexagonal, very soft form. So you don't end up with the scale buildup and you don't need all these other water softener deals. It makes strawberries really sweet. And it'll make you really sweet, too. You'll just be a sweet, nice person.
Oh, I doubt it. I seriously doubt that, Tim. But I'll try it anyway. So these devices. So I saw the small one. It was, as you said, it was like you hooked it up to a garden hose. But there's bigger ones. There's ones that you can get on. You can put in and have your entire house outfitted with this. You just have a plumber come over and install it out.
It has to be a licensed plumber to maintain the warranty. Yeah. So basically what the Water Hero is it creates instant structured fourth phase water. Now, a lot of people are not aware of this because I wasn't. So the first phase, most people know it's liquid, right? It's water. Second phase, solid, ice. Third phase, gas, steam. Okay, those are the three versions most people are aware of. But it was so obvious, but nobody really realized this. There was a fourth phase of water. It's this gel state. And you find it when you crack open aloe vera. It's gel. When you crack open a cucumber, it's gel water. A cactus, plants, anything inside of plants, it's gel water. It's been converted into the fourth phase of water. Inside of us, think about it. Your body is 2/3 water, and 99% of your cells are water cells. So we're mostly water, but if you cut yourself, which most of us have, does water come pouring out?
No.
No? Why? Because it's in the fourth phase. It's in the gel-like state. It's unbelievable to me that this whole thing got missed for all these years. A lot of this came out, you know, Victor Schallenberger's work. There was also, and then more lately with Dr. Gerald Pollack at the University of Washington. He has a whole lab on this whole thing. So basically, what it is that what I'm asking people today is to not just think about this as like some different water. It's making a huge shift in your understanding of water, like completely. Okay, so this fourth phase of water is energized. It's highly absorbable, and it carries with it these restructured minerals that drive insane energy and production in the cell mitochondria. It's actually, and the best thing to do is just to try it for yourself. People have no idea. You could actually drink less water and be more hydrated. And there's many of you out there that are listening that you're drinking lots of water, but you still feel like you're not hydrated. It's simply because the water, the clusters, the molecules, if you look at the cell membrane, there's these proteins that are sticking out that are going two ways. They have a hydrophilic, aka water-loving surface, and the inside, and then it's flipped, right? So that waste can get out. So the water-loving ends are on the outside for some to bring nutrients and water in, and the proteins have these hydrophilic surfaces on the inside to pull the toxins out. Okay,
so it's not just giving you water; it's also simultaneously ripping the toxins out of you.
It assists in the removal, the natural removal of the toxins, the natural cell processes, because it's nothing magical. This is the water we were supposed to drink in the first place.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's all water is structured. So when people say structured water, we say that kind of, but it's just restructuring it back to what it should have been in the first place.
Gotcha.
Okay. And the reason why, if you guys look it up, it takes regular H2O and it changes it to H3O2. So it's a completely different structure. We actually call ours the water hero, H3RO, because our inventor believes, I'll just read this thing. Joseph, his own experiments also detected an increased absorption of infrared frequencies, hinting to a more complex molecular structure. In chemistry, R often denotes an additional structural component. So the scientific label H3RO, which is perfectly captures this enhanced architecture. Ironically, Tim, called the device the Water Hero because I believed it could save both people and the soil. Then Joseph convinced his unit was doing more than your average structured water system. He rebranded H3RO, and we started laughing because of the synchronicity that, and the Water Hero was born with H3RO. So to make it easier to understand, we use the term H3O2 in all of our educational texts because it's congruent with all the studies we provide as to not, and with Dr. Pollack's work and other people's work, and to not cause confusion for the people that are reading it and getting educated on this stuff. So, because it can be confusing to people that, like myself in the beginning, it's like, what is it? You know?
Yeah. Well, you don't have to be a chemist to know that your water is screwed up. And we all experience this these days. Our modern water is filled with fluoride and pesticides and God knows what else. So it's undeniable that we have a water problem. We don't have a shortage. We just have poor quality. So what about, I've heard, and I'm not a scientist, but you could probably help me out with this, but when even taking a shower in poor quality water is bad for you, right? That your skin pulls this water
in. It absorbs it into you. So it's like roughly consuming depends on how long you're in the shower, but an average shower, it's like consuming roughly 5 to 8 glasses of water. Whatever contaminants were in 5 to 8 glasses of water actually goes into your skin because it's permeable and goes into your system during that shower or bath.
Okay, so it's not just about we need restructured water to drink or use when we're cooking, but this is we need it flowing throughout the whole house.
I mean, that's what I'm doing. And that's what a lot of people do. But some people can't afford a whole house unit. They're a couple thousand bucks, right? For the 1 inch. Now, if you have, that's for a two-bathroom house with three people or greater. If you have a small home or condo, then you only need the three-quarter inch unit, and those are $995. Okay. Right, that's one bathroom or two people or less. Or, you know, we have the handheld that's at $595.
What's the? How long do these things last? What's the sort of?
Well, if you take take care of it, I mean, it'll last a lifetime. The ones that have the most problem are the handhelds because human error. People drop them, bang them around. They might need fixed, which, you know, we can send it in. If you cause the problem, then we can fix it for you, but there's going to be a cost for time and materials to get it fixed. Or if it needs a complete replacement, you know, we'll probably work out some type of deal with you just because you already had one. But, you know, kids do stuff. Kids might pour some, you know, weird stuff in it. They're only designed for water to go through them. But, you know, what's interesting, what Joseph told me is he goes, you can take these devices. I haven't done it yet, but I was just talking to somebody today about it, and you can put them on your fuel lines in your car and increase your gas mileage tremendously as well.
Really?
So I'm going to get, and I don't know what size I'm going to need, but we're just trying to launch it right now and get it out to people for drinking water and for gardening and agriculture. But eventually, like, why not? Like, why not get another one and throw it on your car? If you're getting, you know, 20 miles a gallon and you can get 25 or 30 or whatever it's going to do, like, I'm doing it. Because it's just once and done.
Yeah. I'll leave that to a mechanic. I'm not attempting that. It'd be a good way for me to get...
Yeah, yeah. Blow my but car the, hand, the handheld's like, you know, it's a good place to start. And then you can water your pets with it. A lot of people, like, you're just going to start feeling better. Your coffee and teas and your cooks and your soup, all your cooking and stuff, the flavor of all of your everything is going to get better. See, when you make coffee... hopefully you're getting shade-grown organic coffee that's lower in acidity, and you're buffering it with L-theanine drops because that got stripped out of it. Otherwise, you're going to get Alzheimer's, dementia, and memory loss as you get older. That's just what coffee does. I'm not talking about all the mold in the coffees, but if you get your coffee right, I'm just saying put some L-theanine drops in it to buffer it. Just like it comes natural. L-theanine is in matcha tea, and it's in other green teas. It wasn't stripped out. That's why those teas are good. And caffeine's not bad. It just can hurt you if you're drinking it all the time and it's not buffered, okay? But what also happens is that when you make that coffee, the coffee, as it's sitting in the coffee cup, starts getting acidic. The pH starts to get more acid. And so when you make it with the Water Hero, it's going to restructure that water and it's going to keep it neutral, so it's not going to get more acidic. Our structuring device actually maintains the structure of the water permanently. Joseph's had water that's been in jars for 2 years and tested it, and it's still structured. So I don't know of any. We're only like one or of two, maybe three water devices in the entire world that are certified as a structured water device.
Really?
It's a big deal. Like, and then we believe that there's even more going on, that lab has tested us and approved us, High Flow Labs, as a thanks to Gina Bria. She runs High Flow Labs and the Hydration Foundation. And when you guys visit our website at chemicalfreebody.com, if you're looking into the Water Hero, you can click on our certification. And then we also incentivize you to click on and go to the lab and verify that our certification's real. Yeah. Because there's some other companies out there that are not certified that are saying they have certifications. And they're not.
When I had the Green 85 down in Mexico that was made with the water that you had run through the Water Hero, I was like, dude, as soon as this thing is ready to go, you've got to come on the show and we've got to talk about this, because I can clearly taste the difference.
Get a unit? We should have sent you one. Did you get one?
No, I'm going
to... We'll have to do that have Joseph, the inventor, come back on and then really do a deep dive for the engineer types that want to go a little bit farther down the rabbit hole.
I was blown away because I do know the difference, because I'm used to drinking Green 85. I know what it tastes like. It tastes fine to me. It tastes, you know, I mean, it looks like pond scum, but when you drink it, it tastes a lot better than it looks, for sure.
Yeah.
And I know what it tastes like. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hang on, this is noticeably different. And you're like, it's the water. It's the water, man. You got to get better water. I was like, apparently I do. Apparently the water coming out of the refrigerator ain't going to cut it these days. You know what I mean?
It's just not. Even purified, really good purified water, which I highly recommend, it's still not good enough because you're not going to get the amount of absorption. You're not going to get the restructuring of the minerals. You're not going to get the increased ATP production. You're not going to get the more nutrient uptake. You're not going to get the cellular detoxification that's possible. I mean, with the amount of toxic chemicals, I mean, I'll say it again. Type in these three words when you're done listening to this show. Umbilical cord chemical. Umbilical cord chemical. And go look at the studies. Every single time they look in the womb of babies and young newborn babies and mothers, the young, healthiest of all of us, supposedly, they're finding hundreds and hundreds of toxic chemicals that cause cancer and brain and developmental disorders. In the womb, the kids are already poisoned.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the amniotic fluid in there, we'd be screwed. That stuff's like magic. It's almost very similar to urine. Go look that up. So there's some power in urine too. But like, there's so much pollution today that you have to have the best detoxification. Your detox pathways have got to be opened up. These channels, you at least have to get back to what nature intended, and the water is not allowing it. You have to have restructured water today more than ever in this modern world to help the cells get the crap out. But when you do that and you get the crap out, we're talking fat cells too. You can start losing weight much more efficiently because the fat cells will start releasing as soon as the toxic chemicals are out of them. They're not going to until you do that because it's a protective measure.
I got to get one of these put on my house.
Yeah.
I have to. I mean, because now I know. You know, it's like, it's one thing if you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. But once you do know, and you know that there's a solution for it, and it's obvious it's expensive, you know. I mean, it costs a lot to make it, costs a lot to, you know, to sell it.
Cheap.
It's
cheaper than having a crappy life, a low-vibe life, and it's cheaper than chemo. I'll put it to you that way.
But absolutely. I mean, you get yourself, and you and I have both gone through this recently with our moms, you know. There's nothing... You trade everything for your health, you know, as they say, a healthy person has a thousand dreams, a sick person has one,
yeah.
You know, so if you, and of course, the sort of the underlying theme of this podcast has always been, let's get honest about what we're facing and let's be proactive about it. And what we're facing in this particular situation is we have poisonous water. Among other things, but for this topic,
and properly, and it's not structured properly, and that's the key takeaway. This water that you're drinking, you have to structure it nowadays. You know, the only way you can get around it is if you know that your water's structured, and you have to make sure that it's completely clean. Like if you found a good spring water, and then you can clean it to make sure there's not enough inorganic minerals in there. And that the pesticides and the fungicides and the herbicides and all that stuff is cleaned. If you run it through an amazing purification system, yeah, you could do it. But with this device, the difference is that it can actually restructure these minerals into beneficial forms, right? It's also not just bring it back to the normal structure, but it's highly charging the water. When the water goes through the water harrow, it actually creates what's called an endothermic reaction. The water actually will drop in temperature. That means that energy is being brought into solution. And keep in mind, the water harrow is not something you plug into an electrical socket. It's producing energy 24/7. And then when water goes through it, it accelerates that energy. It's, you know, Joseph's been poisoned a couple times because it's basically a free energy device of some sorts. I mean, it's quite amazing what it's doing, but it will do this. It will drop the temperature of water, you know, 0.4 to half a degree, 0.7, depending on the water and the amount of water going through the system and stuff like that. And it creates an endothermic reaction. Go look that up. It's bringing energy into the water. So the water, both the positive and the negative charge on the water goes up. It gets more energized. And so with these higher frequency of polar bonds, we believe this is what's happening. We haven't verified it yet, but its charged state is so much higher, it's ripping apart the chemicals and breaking them back down to their elemental state. They're still floating in the water, but they've changed the charge. Just like the calcites and the aragonite forms of calcium are now changed to vaterite. We don't know what's happening yet. I have tons of tests being happening right now. Tons. I have water that's being tested to see with glyphosate in it. We've got water with PFAS in it just to see what happens when it goes through the water, Hero. We know that that glyphosate gets destroyed in the soil when the soil's watered with it, but we don't know if it's the soil, the water, Hero, doing it in chamber there in the system, or if it's because it's activating bacterium and getting them rocking and rolling, and then the bacterium are doing it.
So
we don't know.
When you run the water, the agriculture, when you're doing these agriculture, when you run it through the Water Hero and then spray it on the crops, you're saying that the glyphosate is disappearing, is breaking down and going away.
Yes.
Shit.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's a huge
deal.
So
anybody that has a garden that you're growing your food, your neighbor 30 miles away could be spraying glyphosate on their wheat crop or whatever. There's this thing called wind, and it's drifting onto your plants, and you're consuming it.
Yeah, we know. So, Monsanto will sue you if you accidentally start growing GMO crops. They'll sue you and they'll win.
Yeah, you want to hear something that's really cool? Like this actually happened. I can't wait to get Joseph back on so he can tell these stories. Because I've been drinking from a fire hose from the last 6 months trying to get this up and operational for us.
Did the fire hose have a health hero, a water hero on it?
No, but it needs to. So if I get sprayed. But something happened where Joseph was working with a university, and they were doing some testing on his deal, and they took genetically modified seeds and they watered them with the Water Hero, and after, like, I don't know how many germinations it went through, the crops were no longer genetically modified.
Oh man! If I'll tell you what, I would keep that so under wraps.
It reversed the genetic modifications in the seed. That's what he told me.
I would tell nobody that. There'd be a bomb in your car by the end of the week. You know what I mean?
We're screwed. Yeah, we're a little company. Okay, we're still a little ma and pa organization. I've got my assistant Stephanie. Yeah. I got Nick running customer service. I got Rob, my marketing guy and web guy. I've got a Jeff, our graphic designer. I got me, and I got a couple other people we use. That's it. Okay, we're little, but we can get bigger if we can help people. We just want to help people. Like, just let me help you. Like, and that's why we offer You know, I just try to bring this stuff that I find and get it out to the public. But it's very exciting stuff. It's very exciting. We don't even know what we got our hands on here.
You saved your life by getting educated and changing your diet and learning about all of this. Of course you want to evangelize it. Of course. Why wouldn't you? I mean, it'd be selfish of you to not be screaming from the mountaintops, I've found the solution. It's changing your food. It's changing your water. I mean, changing your water is the next evolution of chemical free body. I mean,
funny thing. You want to talk about synchronicities and following the formula, which is not part of it's not being attached to outcomes. I did ayahuasca in 2019 with my girlfriend. We went to a place and did it 2 days in a row. And I went there with one intention. I was adopted at birth. I wanted to reconnect with my mother at birth and experience that. And I was clean as a whistle. I eat that way. I looked at the notes and all the prepared things, and I'm like, I'm healthier than what they want me to do on this list. You know, get off of medications, no sugar, no caffeine. I'm like, I don't do this shit anyway. So I went in there and did it. Everybody else was throwing up. I didn't throw up. Didn't really work for me the first day. The second day I took the medicine again, nothing. I took it the second time, and boom, 30 minutes later, I blasted off. I was back in the womb. As a fetus, basically. And then I ended up, this shaman was a big-breasted woman, and she came around doing some stuff. And all of a sudden, I don't know how it happened, but she's doing these chime things. I fell on her breast, and I was laying there crying with the biggest smile on my face, the most bliss that you could ever have. I can't even explain how happy it was. It was like a complete, like every cell in my body was vibrating with happiness. I mean, it was even better, like, when our team won the state championship baseball thing, we were state champions. That was amazing. Then we went to regionals. We won regionals. We went to the World Series. Like, we came back into town. The town threw a parade for us. We all had fancy old cars that were remodeled. Feeling pretty good. It was like 10x that.
Wow.
But in tears of just the most joy. I actually, in that moment, I got to reconnect with, as a little baby, my mom picking me up and putting me on her and holding her to her chest. And the downloads, but I got some other special downloads. One of them was that plants heal, and the other one was water is sacred. Mm. And it gives me goosebumps just talking about this shit, because the geometry that this water structure creates is hexagonal, sacred geometry. 2019, this download, and I have it on one of my vision boards. I put sacred water. And here we are. Here we are. I didn't know how it was going to come, but here it is.
Sounds like my Bufo trip at Bambuda.
Yeah, what was that like? What happened? What was your big takeaways?
It was, it's like you're getting bathed in sound frequency vibrations. You know, you hear this like sort of like revving up inside your head of the, you know, it's kind of hard to describe, but kind of, I've described it to people who have ever watched those demonstrations where they take a piece of plexiglass and they dump a bunch of sand on it, and then they put a speaker underneath it, and they turn the speaker on, and then they change the frequencies on it, get it to the perfect frequency, and it starts to vibrate that plexiglass, and then the sand creates these geometric patterns, like these sacred geometric
patterns,
because of the sound frequency. That's what I felt. That's what it feels like. You get you feel like it's tuning you in. It's sort of like looking for the right frequency. You know, kind of working, and then once it gets it, you just blast off. Once it finds the right frequency, it retunes your
I
body.
Wanted to do that, but I couldn't. Ah, it's, so
it is. I'll tell you what. Tease was with me, as you met Tease down there. Tease was filming it for a mini documentary that they're doing, that he shot of me and other people too. He did one with the Grimerica guys, Derek Bros, Hervoye, and then I was next on the list. So he was with me in Acapulco the whole week as my shadow. And I asked
the Grimerica guys down there.
They weren't down there, no. But okay, they're in Canada, and Tease is from Canada, so he went over and hung out with them for a week and filmed them. Oh. And he hung out with me for a week in Acapulco. And I asked Shaman Bearheart the day before. I said, "Hey, I've got like a film crew with me, like, and I'm on. You know, I'm going to see you tomorrow at Bambuda. Would it be okay if I brought?" him with me? He says, "Well, I'd like to meet him first." And I said, "Okay, fine." So I introduced him to Tease, and he said, "Yeah, this guy's good." So you'll be able to see. I mean, you won't be able to see what's going on in my head, obviously, but you'll be able to see the setting in which we did it, and same thing as you, man. When it was over, I was just sobbing, you know. But it wasn't like it was like tears of, I don't know. It was just a release, you know. And of course, I had a lot.
It's more of a remembering and a realignment of vibrational frequencies.
100%. It's this feeling like it's this familiarity, like, oh, that's right. I've been here before. I recognize this feeling. This is amazing. This is so. It's they've described Bufo as a DMT wrapped in love. It's DMT 100%. But it is a version of it that is, it's the most powerful psychedelic known to man, and it will take you on a journey. But it's always as opposed to some of the other ones where you can kind of like, it can take a turn. I mean, I've done ayahuasca, and depending on the music that the shaman are playing, like, that could change the whole vibe in the room pretty easily, and maybe make it a little darker. At least in my experience, it would be like a roller coaster. It'd be like very positive.
So don't play Nine Inch Nails when you're doing ayahuasca. You want to play Beethoven's, you know, Fifth Symphony.
They were playing, you know, there were musicians in the session that where I was, but the chanting got revved up and it got more aggressive, and as soon as it did, like, you almost felt like the lighting changed, like everything got like darker, and you're like, oh shit, and then everybody started throwing up. Everybody in the room started throwing up at the same time. It was like, holy shit. So, but that was not Bufo. That Bufo is, you know, you're in and out in 15 minutes, and it just is. It's a resetting
I guess. And it's very much in alignment with vibration. So when you talk about like structuring the water properly, I was thinking the whole time, like, man, that bufo structured me. You know, it did
something. Maybe I should have called it the water bufo.
It the water buffalo.
Man, water buffalo.
Yeah, it is no joke. It'll you know, but
oh, wait a minute. I got to keep talking. I can
okay,
hear you.
All right. Well, I'll keep talking while you go get what you needed to get. But I highly recommend for anybody that's thinking of doing psychedelics, you've got to get yourself in the right set and setting with the correct people. I mean, this is not something you're not going to go you know, smoke bufo at a party somewhere, you know what I mean? The water, okay, so that's your vision board. Water is sacred. And you've got underneath it a buffalo. Holy shit. A water buffalo.
Maybe I need to change the name.
The water buffalo. Yeah, man. This world is magical. And they keep you separated from this information for as long as they can.
So check it out. Here's my downloads. Water. I'm showing Charlie my the reaffirm part of my vision board in 2019. It says water is sacred. Plants heal, and air is life. So the goal of chemicalfreebody.com long term, and it always has been, is to have a place where people can come get their air right, their water right, and get the best nutritional, like herbal detox and nutrition products to detoxify the body, nutrify the body. And then through the educational component, I can help people reduce stress because it's just as important as the detox and the nutrition.
I got a text message from a guy named John who you probably met him down at an Acapulco. I met him there a year ago and he came back. He's a British guy, but he's buying a place in Belize. He bought a place in Belize. And I got him and we've just become friends and he'll send me messages on WhatsApp every now and then. Apparently you talked to him because he bought some, he got the detox bundle and he sent me a text message and he said, there are things that are coming out of me from the Clinton administration.
That's funny.
So man, you know, I mean, and as somebody that's done the detox bundle on two different occasions, I had to laugh because I was like, man, I know what you're talking about, man. That cleaned me out. I was telling somebody, I lost almost 10% of my body weight after that 90-day program. And I don't have
weight. I would rephrase that. You lost 10% of your body waste.
Waste. Yeah.
And it's exactly. Not just the impacted fecal material, there's also cellular waste that can come out. And that all, if all your cells are full of it, a little bit here, a little bit there, all adds up to pounds for some people.
Yeah. I lost 14 pounds and gained 4 of it back over the last 3 years, but never even still weighing, you know, still 10 pounds down. And not wanting to be, not needing to be. I did it in spite of everything. I can't even imagine. If you're somebody that is actually overweight and has a lot going on and hasn't been taking care of themselves, I mean, I consider myself to be pretty diligent about that. I'm in the gym 5 or 6 days a week and have been for over 30 years. I try to eat healthy to the extent that I can. I don't smoke. I don't drink a ton. You know, I'm relatively healthy and I certainly don't have weight to lose. And if it did that for me, I wonder what somebody who's, you know, 50 pounds overweight, I mean, God, 90 days on that program. And it's not like,
well, I'll just say this. I'm on the program 6 days a week now, and I have been for a decade. I know you did it a few times, but I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Because I know the toxins are always coming in, even though I do the best I can to get them out. Nobody eats perfectly. I do it all the time.
Yeah, I strongly advise people to do the detox bundle, and obviously use the promo code MACRO. Save yourself some money. Do all that, but get on it because it's green 85 in the morning. You know, it's just drink the drink, and a handful of capsules. It's not like you have to do, you know. You don't have to do anything more than that. I mean, obviously, you know, watch what you're eating, but
it's a good starting point. Again, like I told everybody down there, my goal when I meet somebody new, that's because there's so much bullshit out there. It's like, we're the real deal. Like, I'm living and breathing this. Like, you got to meet me in person finally. Yep. Do I look healthy?
Like, you do?
Yeah. I mean,
You are full of energy. It's noticeable.
I get it from a lot of people. It's actually infectious. And I remember being around people that were like this, that glowed, and they had all this energy when I first started my journey. I'm like, okay, well, if I can be like them, then I'm doing this, you know, because that's what I wanted. That's what everybody wanted.
I just want people to be not.
We just want to give people their energy. We want to give you energy, because I know if they do at least the gut detox and the greens and be consistent about it within 30 to 90 days, they're going to have usually even 2 weeks. They're going to have more energy. And when you have more energy, now you're like, wow, this works. This guy's not bullshitting me. Yep. Okay, what's next? And then it's like, then they maybe have the energy to start changing their food a little bit, or maybe they have the energy to go for a walk. That was huge. Maybe they get the energy to get home after work and order a grounding mat or grounding sheet for their bed so they can improve their life there. They just start taking more action. And we just keep stacking those cards in the deck of health in their favor until they heal or they get to maximum performance in whatever they're trying to do, whether it's just activities of daily living as a working class person, going back and forth in traffic and working and taking care of kids, or if you're an athlete, it doesn't matter. A human body has the ability to do amazing things, and most of us are literally running on 15% fuel, and we're full of toxins on a cellular level.
Yeah, I think people have a misconception that if they're going to get healthy, that they have to change every single aspect of their life, and that's just not true. You can do it. You can start slow, and then what you'll find is I feel a little bit better now from doing that, and then you have the energy to take it in the next step or to add this. You don't have to have the grounding mat and all of the in the water hero and all of it right off the bat. You can do it incrementally. It doesn't have to be all at once, but man, I tell you, the idea that people are out there feeling shitty all day long and not realizing that it's completely preventable, but it's up to them. You know what I mean? It's like, you have to make the decision on it. You have to either get yourself so sick that you're motivated to make the change, or maybe somebody in your family or somebody close to you watch them just deteriorate and you think, I don't want to be like that. This has got, I've got to find some solutions here to it. I mean, the good news, I suppose, it's fixable. The bad news is you're going to have to be the one to fix it. So I guess, step
up. That's more good news, because the reality is like, nobody's going to do anything for you.
No, of course not.
Why wait around for anything? Any aspect of your life. I spent almost 9 years waiting for some of these marketing agencies to take what I'm doing out to the world. It was fail after fail after fail after fail. The only thing that worked was me getting on shows and telling my story and trying to communicate to people what's happened to me, what I went through, and just telling my story. Or having somebody coming on and they want me to educate about this subject or that subject, and just being truthful with people. That's it. So I took that over, and we cleaned up the website and all this other stuff, and we're just getting started with our own marketing right now, and we're doing it ourselves. And I know it's going to work, because I have my best interest at heart. And my best interest is to, because I know, like you said, there's other people out there like me. I can't tell you, when I started doing podcasts, we get all these people reaching out to me like, yeah, dude, I was bleeding rectally too. There's a lot of people with rectal bleeding out there. It was shocking. And then I realized, whoa, there's a lot of other people in the United States and Canada and other places that have the same problems that I have. It's an epidemic. And people are shitting blood.
Many people are really talking about it either.
They're not telling people about it.
Not the sort of thing you're going to tell somebody. You look down and you go, holy shit, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, and if they're not shitting blood, they had gut issues, Crohn's, colitis, diverticulosis, diverticulitis. They had ulcerative colitis. They've got skin issues like eczema and psoriasis and genital psoriasis and stuff, that things that I was suffering with. All that shit, I cleaned it all up. It's all gone. I have my skin. I get comments on my skin. I'll be 52 in a couple months. Never had comments on my skin my entire life until after I healed myself in about 6 months to a year after I cleaned myself up. It took me about 8 months to get rid of all my skin issues when I changed my lifestyle. Yep. And then women, I didn't even know how to take it. Like, oh, your skin glows. What are you doing? I'm like, I wanted to run out of the room because it made me feel uncomfortable. I wasn't comfortable with myself. I thought that was kind of, I don't know, it was my ego or whatever. Now I'm happy about it. I'm like, look at my skin. It's amazing, you know?
Yeah. I just want people to feel better, you know? I've been very fortunate. I've been in great health. I've also been around people whose health has fallen apart. And boy, you know, that's not the time that you want to fix it. Like, let's be proactive about this. While you're still feeling relatively good, make some changes. You can feel better. If there's somebody in your life that's very sick, I mean, I hope you'll just send them this podcast or send them over to Tim. Tim, tell them about your podcast and where people can connect with you, because you give it away, man. You give away all this information. You're not sitting there selling it to them. I mean, you're giving them.
We're actually free info. Here's the deal: is like, well, the podcast is called Tim James Unleashed. You guys can find it on all the major platforms. It's not on YouTube because I was banned a long time ago before most people, because I'm very outspoken. And you can find us at chemicalfreebody.com/macro. It's all there. You can click it, lead you to, and make sure you use the code macro if you end up directly on our site at chemicalfreebody.com. But yeah, just use chemicalfreebody.com/macro. You mentioned something else. You asked about, so there's a lot of really good information. I've interviewed quite a few people and on the podcast, and doctors and people that have healed, and clients of ours that have had amazing transformations and stuff like that. Their children have healed. They've healed. I just had a guy I interviewed that was overweight, and he was kind of he was angry, and he got nicked on the back of his neck by the barber, and he got some bacterial infection that wouldn't go away. And then he went to the doctors and the dermatologists, and they were putting all kinds of stuff and cortisone. They actually cut it out, and it just kept coming back. And it's like this, it was oozing this pus stuff all the time. And he's like, this has got to go. He's like, I'm tired of this. The years of this. He's like, his wife didn't want to make kind of love to him because he'd touch him. And he's like, oh, God, imagine making love to your husband and he's got pus oozing from him.
Yeah, not great.
Like, it's not the most romantic thing.
No, it's not.
Here, you want to put some whipped cream on me and lick it off? No, thanks, because you got some pus back there. You know, I'm gonna want. It's gross, right? Well, he came to us, got on the products, got his energy back. Like I said in the beginning, started cleaning up his stuff. He ended up losing the weight and everything. And this guy was a general contractor, and he also worked for a restoration company or insurance company. He was an adjuster for hurricanes and stuff. He lives in the Florida area, and he listened to the episode with Robert Roy on it. About Two Feathers Healing Salve. It was an ancient healing salve from the Native American Indians. And he put that salve on his neck and took those capsules along with our stuff. And guess what? He doesn't have that oozy crap on his neck anymore. That was the final straw that did it. And he got it from the podcast. That's just one story of hundreds and hundreds of stories where people have come and listened to the show and used it as an educational tool, picked the shows that they liked for whatever their health issue was or what they were going through emotionally, spiritually, and they had similar things with their physical healing and emotional and spiritual healings from the show. So there's a lot of stuff there. I also have what's called an inner circle that we've been charging $37 a month or $997 for lifetime membership. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, I come on, I teach a topic, and we do a live Q&A. And people get to answer questions. How do I take this product? What's going on this? I got this problem. We want to get pregnant. I've got a kid. The kid's got throat, nose, and ear infections. I've got arthritis. I've got fibromyalgia. I've got stage 4 cancer. Whatever it is, okay, my water sucks. You know, whatever it is, I'm there to answer your freaking questions the best I can. And if I don't know the answer, then we get to go research it. Me and my team try to bring the answer back to you or point you in the right direction. We also let people meet other people. There's breakout rooms. And then we do close with a guided breathwork meditation. That's been a paid program. You can still do that. You can still pay for that program. Or now, if you're on Subscribe and Save, which is our auto ship program, if you go through all of our products and you find just one product that you like and you get it on a monthly basis, you now get me free as a coach. Free. You can come into the inner circle for free. As long as you're patronizing us, you could be buying just a bottle of gut detox once a month. You know, $49 or something. And now you have a full-time coach you can plug into every Wednesday and ask questions at any time. Or and send us an email to support@chemicalfreebody.com and then come to the inner circle so I can answer those questions.
The solutions so the coaching, are out there.
Free coach. You have a free coach. Like if you think, if I resonate with you at all and you think I can help you, I want to, like, either you can pay and join the inner circle or just find a product that you like. I mean, the toothpaste is like $17. I know it's expensive for toothpaste, but it comes with a free coach. It's like,
yeah, it listen.
So anyway, that's something we changed recently to help. I just want to help people because sometimes like I've done 2,500 of the health history forms. Like we also do free consultations for people with myself or our coaches. You come in, it's a $97 value, you fill out a health history form, your diet, all this back information. We'll spend 30 minutes with you and go through it all and figure out a solution. If you want to get private one-on-one coaching, you can. If you don't, no big deal. But pretty much everybody who hasn't done one-on-one coaching has told me that 30 minutes was life-changing because of the information they got. And they usually have already, oh yeah, I bought the Green 85. Well, what problems do you have? Well, you know, I've got fibromyalgia. Oh, okay. Or I've got parasites. Well, you really need this. And this parasite-free and the NanoSil, we're going to balance the gut and we're going to start knocking out those parasites. We're going to do this. And we put them on this certain specific bundle for what they needed, right? And so now they have a more targeted approach. That's what you can get in the inner circle. You can come bring these questions. You know, we love it that people patronize us and give us money for our products. And we give you good, high-quality products. That's great. But you might need, instead of this and that, you might need that and this, or this, that, and this. And then all of a sudden, that combination, because of my experience being in the trenches, one-on-one with 750 people in a one-on-one coaching format and thousands globally in group settings, I have an insight with these products and with what's going on out there in the real world that I can dial you in real quick. And that's what I want to do. I want to get people dialed in really quick so they heal and then their friends and family start seeing what's their transformation and they're like, what are you doing? Because right now we've been relying on word of mouth and it's, you know, we're slowly growing about 20% a year with word of mouth, but I'd like to accelerate it because everybody's getting cancer. It's getting scary.
It's gross.
Like everybody I'm talking to, and there's no age limit now.
Yeah. It's, I'm glad you're here to help, you know. Yes, you're one of our sponsors. I never want these to feel like infomercials or anything like that, but fuck, I mean, I 100% believe in you and your company. I've been taking your products since we first connected 5 years ago. I'm in.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm here. I want to help people get their health back. And if you can't afford our products, I got a lot of free stuff that you can do to change your health.
Okay.
A lot of free stuff. That Four Core Secrets ebook has three things in it that are completely free that will radically change your health.
All right. So don't let money be a barrier.
Nope.
For people.
Get started. Like, get started. We have lots. There's a lot of free things that you can do to, like, literally transform your health. And this is part of what people pay me thousands of dollars to coach them. And then I'm like, go do that. It's free. Oh, okay. Go do that. That's free. Oh, okay. Do that. That's free. That's free. That's free. There's a bunch of free shit that you can do at home, and you can get, you know, you can get access to that.
We're both baseball players, former baseball players. We understand the importance of coaching. Sometimes you need somebody from the outside that sees you from a different perspective that you can't see yourself. You've got to have that honest, objective opinion. That's Tim James, everybody. You can go to chemicalfreebody.com/macro and find out everything that you want to know about the products that he sells. I mean, check out this Water Hero. I'll tell you what, man, it's on my list. We're moving into a new house. I got to get that thing. I got to get one and get it installed on my house and check it out. And also subscribe to his podcast, Tim James Unleashed. If you want to connect with me, do it through the website, macroaggressions.io. Make sure to bookmark naturalblaze.com and activistpost.com. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.